Okay, we are happy to announce that our microloan program, we anticipate start.
Item number 9, from the Interim Director of Community Business Development Partners, submitting an informational report providing a status update regarding the development and execution of a comprehensive business outreach program that includes the promotion of the microloan fund, the revolving loan fund, and a series of educational seminars. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. We're happy to announce, that beginning on April 1st, we expect to roll out our microloan program. And our microloan program is a $5,000 maximum short-term loan over an 18-month period. And we have a partnership relationship with the Wisconsin Business Development Finance Group, and is underwritten by the Lincoln Development Opportunity Fund. One of the challenges with a microloan like this is that regardless if it's a $5,000 loan or anything greater, the processing piece of this by the lenders is time-consuming. So what we have established here is a $200 processing fee that the applicant will be required to pay non-refundable. And our office is in the process of processing the microloans ourselves because the lenders, no matter who you go to, are not going to do that. We have a meeting this week established with our partners to establish the memo of understanding with them, and we have a training program that where our group is going to be doing in the terms of processing. We're setting up a committee, a selection committee, for when these applicants submit, if they are going to be approved or not. And we have a committee, which a three-person committee, which involves one member from our office.
Thank you. Questions by committee? Supervisor Mail?
Thank you. You say you have a processing loan for $200?
Yeah, the processing fee is $200.
And where did that money, that $200 go after you deal with the process? Do I go back, revolve into the loan, or what happened with it?
I believe it goes right back into a fund for the program.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Borkowski?
Go ahead, turn it to me. I'll anchor it.
Okay. Supervisor Alexander, do you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have two questions. First, between reading the report and then hearing the testimony just now, I'm not making the connections on how we got from point A to point B. Can you, for example, the report was written on February 10th, and it was written the same date that another meeting was to take place. So can you just re-clarify for us if all of the unanswered questions as of the date of that written report have been answered and we're now moving forward, if I'm understanding that right?
Well, you have me at a disadvantage. I'm 2 weeks on my job, but my understanding going forward that those questions were addressed and has gotten us to this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My second question is, In what way would the department advise that supervisors hearing this today relay that information back to our constituents? Can we go back to our constituents and say, here's a program starting April 1st, here's the fee, here's where you go to apply, and here's what it means? And if so, how should we relay that?
Yes, Madam Supervisor, yes. We're going to have a rollout campaign with information that you can give to your constituents as well. And then we'll also have this information on the website.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. While it's not really part of either 8 or 9, I just wanted to say that I've had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Norris and very excited about his vision that he comes to this office, and would hope that you all get a chance to meet with him. I'm sure that you will. But wish him a lot of luck and success in this position, and comes to Milwaukee County with just an incredible wealth of experience. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Mail?
I'd like to receive places on file.
Thank you. Just one last question, and that is, Mr. Norris, are you a county employee or a contractor?
County employee. Happy to be.
Supervisor Lipscomb? Oh,
yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I really had trouble with the report because it was like reading a covert operation or something. They kept talking about people and entities, but not naming anyone. So who are the foundations or nonprofits that we talked to that said they wouldn't work with us or that it was too expensive to? It just,
well,
it referenced all these meetings, and I it was hard to follow.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I might be able to frame it, and then Mr. Norris might be able to follow up. I think, as you know, this has been a work in progress for quite some time.
Yes.
And when Dr. Reuben Anthony came on, this was one of his efforts. In a perfect world, our focus was to get a relationship exclusively for them to be able to do all of those activities. And we actually had a bank tentatively in place, and then there was a change in management, if you remember that. And I think it was North Milwaukee Bank, if I'm not mistaken. So we had to kind of reset and refresh, and working with various parties in the community, including T. Whaley Smith in our area in economic development, we came to this resolution. I think, Mr. Norris, I don't know whether you can add any more details in terms of other parties that we've worked with along the way. If we can't, we can touch base with you and make sure we give you that more detail.
I believe that is pretty much the story as it is right now. We were very fortunate to have the individuals from the Lincoln Foundation to help underwrite this process. But as Mr. Tyler has indicated, that's where we are at this stage.
Okay, I'm sorry. So maybe I'm misunderstanding what the update then was. So Lincoln would hold the funds and do the underwriting. Our staff would service the loans?
No, we're in a partnership with the Wisconsin Business Development Fund Group. They're the lead point. But Lincoln underwriters, if I understand this correctly, is the ones who are underwriting the loan. And so our group is in the process of helping process the loan because no entity is cost too much for money for them to do the processing fee of it. So we have a partnership with those two individuals, entities, to do this loan. And then the funds, the processing fee dollars, that the $200, will go back into a fund to help support this.
Okay. I guess I'll wait for the rollout. It's been a long time coming. Thanks.
Any other questions? Right. Supervisor Jersey.
Basically, that's the application process that you're helping with.
Yes.
As really a service to get the application filled out. And perhaps I know you're going to report at ECD. Perhaps these foundations, et cetera, can be identified, and we can have a little bit more thorough report.
Yes.
To supplement what TPW is getting here.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have any other comments, questions from committee members? Okay, Madam Clerk, would you have a motion to receive and place on file by Supervisor Mayo? Please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
We are going to item number 10.